What really struck me, what I feel is like the nugget of this piece is when that voice of like, I'm not worthy of love. Because so what happens is, you know, our heart in its purity is like is the magical inner joyful beautiful child, and then our heart gets wounded in all of these really subtle ways, and then it's really hard for our heart to open because we are carrying all of these beliefs and these experiences and these imprints. And so part of the opening of the heart is being able to heal those imprints so that we can live in that innocence and that joy and that wonder. And so what I'm feeling is that somewhere in the wounded child belief for you is that this, wherever it's come from, whatever stage of your life it happened, is like this belief, because sometimes these beliefs can come like when we're pre-verbal also, and we can they can get imprinted, and then we can bury them also, and then they can come up in later lives where it's more, you know, like the teenage self. So but ultimately, like in the depth of the unconscious, like this wounded child is going to be carrying, you know, this belief. So this really strong voice of like, I'm not worthy of love. I would say that that is the doorway into this wounded child realm, which is beautiful. So yeah, so that would be the place that I would go into. And because you might find that once, because that's been given to you as like, here's a thread. And once you start going into that, you might find that like more and more and more things open up for you to be in relationship with, essentially. Because also like the beauty of this practice is like, because it's tapping into the energetics, it's like we can really rewire some of those pre-verbal places in this, like in this practice. Like when you step into that place of I'm not worthy and you allow it to come through your body, you might find that it's quite, it could be, I'm not sure what will happen, but this is what I found in my practice, is like really early pre-verbal imprints would come through, and like, you know, somatic releases and, you know, things that are really stored in the body that are like under this, you know, under the subconscious, unconscious surface, and by doing this practice, we just welcome them to the light so that we can bring them into our heart and heal and hold them in love, essentially. And that's where the alchemy happens. And so as we're doing that, you know, what's been stored in the underneath, that it's just like it comes and it just, you know, more, it's like more of that space gets like imbued with love, essentially. So I feel like that's what the practice invites, essentially. So our inner world, we can feel a certain way, but what's happening on the outer world around us isn't the same. But it's kind of like this work, this practice, this heart alchemy practice, because if we're feet, if underneath, you know, the wounded child is holding this belief of I'm not worthy, so we're going to be feeling that, and then that means that we're carrying that on the inside, but we're going around in the world. Which, and especially the wild world, like with all of this love around us, but we're not able to receive it because a part of us is vibrating in this frequency of not lovable or not worthy. And so part of this healing of like of your own capacity to apply love, it's not coming from me, it's not coming from a therapist, it's not coming from your mother or your father, it's coming from your own capacity to imbue this place with love, then means that more love becomes available within the space of your own body, and then what has happened, the feeling of love is more available in your body, and then the reality of love all around you get to attune to that frequency. So it's kind of like, you know, a lot of this you know, kind of speech of like you create your own reality, it's kind of like in a way you do, but you create it by embracing the subconscious, the unconscious, and the darkness, and all of the other things until they're brought into this field of love. And then you remove the trauma lens and saw the other lens. Like, I've had this experience as well of like overwhelming experiences of my life of like strewed a version of reality. But then when I met that trauma or moved that trauma, then it was like, oh, but that's not the whole of the picture. They're like, there's this other picture. So everything that's happening is we're just amplifying and opening to the experience of love that's here. And it not being an outside experience, like it is out and out and out, you know, our re but by tending the inner world, then the outer is then reflected to us, and we can then perceive the outer, like the outer paradigm of love that is actually in this world that is seriously fucked up and destroying the world and bombing, but love is still there. We just, when we attune on the inside, it's more available to for us to tune into on the outside, and then we can amplify it. So this is the work, like the inner alchemy meeting this place of like this core, like fundamental belief is, and doing the work around that is what's going to shift a lot, a lot.